got it at 10 on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria. If you have been reading the papers of recent times, you may have come across stories indicating that a couple of football clubs in both of the major codes have relationships with pokie venues, and that a lot of the money that is claimed as a community benefit actually goes to those clubs. And I don't work out how that's necessarily a community benefit. And actually, the whole thing turns into a much bigger picture. And I have to thank Stephen Mayne for alerting me to this. It's turned into a much bigger picture. Paul Bendat is a... can we call you, Paul, good evening, an anti-pokies campaigner? Or what's the best way to introduce you?
That'll do. Informer, campaigner, heretic.
Heretic. Because you actually run pokiewatch.org, I think, don't you?
Indeed.
And you see your task as pointing out the rest of the story, the untold bits of the story that...
Well, it's simply going into the pokie venues and having a look. My view is that the more people look, the more people find out, the better regulated these places are going to be.
So is it just and I think most people are disturbed to think that as much of the profits of these venues that are supposed to go to community benefit actually goes into the clubs, because the clubs say, well, we're a community benefit. Is that about regulation, or is it about
it's more about semantics. There's a line in all of these community benefit statements which require them to disclose that which goes to a club, a sport, and I guess what they say is the Hawthorn Football Club is such a club, when the Hawthorn Football Club is in fact operating a pokey venue. That is Vegas at the Waverly Gardens.
Well, almost $2 million in revenue from its poker machine club went back to the club. Do we know how much, for instance, what percentage of the profit or the revenue should go to the organisation that runs it? Is that mandated, legislated?
No. No, it's not. In fact, over the last 4 years, $3.7 million, more or less, from that one venue has gone back to the Hawthorn Football Club. I think it's fairly common knowledge that a lot of the football clubs around town have pokey venues associated with them and are dependent upon the revenue that they get from those pokey venues.
Well, indeed, this is very much driven, well, not driven by, but the example was set up in Sydney with the league's clubs there being pokey venues, all attached to a league club, as in a league football club. And so now it's being emulated in Victoria in similar but not necessarily that much different sorts of ways.
Well, they're a lot bigger in New South Wales. Yeah. But on the other hand, the presence of pokies is much more pervasive. Let's go back to that Hawthorn Football Club. That pokie venue's in a shopping center. It's not in a club that you have to drive to and has club facilities. It's in a shopping center.
Yes, where's the Melbourne Storm one, too?
Now, the Melbourne Storm is in a golf driving range. And right next to a children's miniature golf course, which is a part of that same facility. It's called the Aces Sporting Club Limited, and I think it's in Keysborough, from memory.
And now, does Melbourne Storm actually own the club, or are they in partnership with someone?
Well, when you walk into both of these places, you're asked to fill out a form, and on that form... let's talk about Aces. It shows the Aces logo, and it shows the Melbourne Storm logo, and it identifies that facility as being associated with the Melbourne Storm Social Club. Now, I don't know what the legal nature of the Melbourne Storm Social Club is. I looked and looked and looked and couldn't find it. But one would think that it has something to do with the Melbourne Storm.
Yes, that would be the
which in turn, from the press clippings I was able to get, is 100% owned by News Limited.
News Limited owns Melbourne Storm?
Yes.
And the social club, well, we're not exactly sure who owns it or what sort of a body it is.
but it's certainly associated with the Melbourne Storm.
Well, by name at least.
Yes.
What about the Hawthorn Club? Who owns the Hawthorn?
Club? That is the Hawthorn Football Club. I don't think it's owned by a publicly listed company.
It's fully owned by Hawthorn.
And I guess the thing that ties in a lot of these places is that there is an association and perhaps a management with Woolworths Limited, the operator of our Safeway supermarkets, Dick Smith, Big W, here in Victoria.
Dan Murphy's too, I think.
And Dan Murphy's as well.
How does that relationship work?
Well, what happens is you go to the Gambling Commission site and it says these are the bodies associated with each venue. And they give you a long list.
Right.
And in amongst that list with the Hawthorn Football Club, the Collingwood Football Club, the Footscray Football Club, the North Melbourne Giants, the Port Melbourne Football Club, and the Richmond Football Club is Woolworths Limited, the directors of Woolworths Limited, Mr. Bruce Matheson, people associated with – there's just this whole body of Woolworths people.
I'm trying to work out what sort of a relationship of being associated with the club has.
Associated is a legally defined term, and it means it has something to do with control. So let's put it in plain English. In some way, shape, or form, the operations, the pokey operations of all of these football clubs are in some way, shape, or form controlled by Woolworths Limited.
Well, the name Matheson I'm familiar with because he's involved in a number of pokies venues, I think, isn't he?
Well, Bruce, in a sense, is a very, very glorified employee of Woolworths Limited. His joint venture, ALH, the Taverner Group, the Bruce Matheson Group, is 75% owned by Woolworths Limited. He owns 25%. It's like you getting a nice incentive, some equity, and a really big salary, or maybe a lot of equity and a small salary, and that's your deal. So Bruce is basically pulled out to front this operation. You dig down into that boring legal stuff, and you find that, Woolworths at 75%, Bruce at 25%.
So Woolworths has a strong association, a legal association, with the AFL clubs that have pokies. So the implication is that Woolworths, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to work out what the implications are here. We obviously need to be extraordinarily careful about accusations that somehow Woolworths is pulling strings or is making things happen in ways that might be sailing as close to the wind as is possible.
Well, I don't think they're saying. I think it's all legally.
Yes.
There's nothing nefarious or. But the fact of the matter is that here you have Australia's largest supermarket chain is making money in some way, shape, or form out of the pokies industry, not only in the hotels that it controls, but also as probably a manager of these pokie venues for these various football clubs.
I should point out that we did ask the Australian Leisure and Hospitality Group, ALH, if they'd like to join us or not. They declined to comment. The Victorian Commission for Gambling Regulation, we approached the VCGR as well. They would be happy to speak to us, but they were unable to find someone in their media department able to comment this evening. So we've been trying to get as much information as possible about the networks and relationships that exist. Is there a problem? Is there a problem with an organisation like Woolworths, since it is already involved in selling alcohol through the various outlets that it has? It's involved in a whole lot of different ways. Is there a problem with it being involved? Or in the same way, is there a problem with News Limited being involved with pokey venues?
There's not a legal problem involved. I think there's a pretty big moral problem involved with these things. you know, if you believe that an activity such as pokey gambling, sure, it's a legal adult activity, but yes, so is drinking alcohol, so is going to the TAB, so is going to a brothel for that matter. And if it's legal for them to be involved with pokies and make a good return on that, and if all you're concerned about is a good return on your business, then why not be in brothels? I mean, why shouldn't we have Safeway brothels? I mean, there's no moral difference if, you know, all that is important is profit.
Do you think it has an impact on the way stories are told? I mean, the implication is that if News Limited is involved, then stories will be told in certain ways.
Oh, I have greater respect for the News Limited journalists than that. I don't think that that's an issue with them.
So it's more a case of you wanting to make sure that we understand what the relationships are, that they exist, and that we as consumers should be aware that these relationships exist.
There's like the United Nations has responsible investing. People have a choice where they choose to go for their grocery shopping, for their electronic shopping, and there's nothing wrong with the consumer, so long as it's convenient and the prices are all about the same, to make a moral choice as to where they choose to shop. And if they want to shop in the people who are involved with pokies and earn money from that, God bless them. If they choose not to, well, you know, in my view, that's probably a superior choice.
So it is back to the individual, how we perceive and believe what we perceive and believe to be in the best interests of our own future and of all concerned. Yeah.
Precisely. Precisely.
It is a really interesting story, Paul. And we will stay in touch and watch as you have been doing and continue to do.
Thank you very much.
Paul Bendat has been here. It's 3 minutes to 10 on 774 ABC Melbourne and ABC Victoria.